Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Just to clear something up, because lots of people hitting Al up about this. So apparently it's RTV that is all screwed up. RTV is saying that we were watching the NHL Network, but I guess we weren't watching the NHL Network. We were watching MSG instead, because the NHL Network is indeed playing highlights from last night. It is MSG that had on the Ninja Foodie Grill situation. So it's our internal TV channel system that is screwing up, and not the NHL. So I apologize to the NHL Network for assuming that they were playing an infomercial when they should be playing highlights.
This is why Xfinity doesn't want MSG. They're playing infomercials.
There you go.
You want me to pay high price for that?
That's right. High price for your Ninja Foodie infomercials at 7 o'clock in the morning? What are you, nuts? Everybody's up by 7 o'clock ready to go to work, and all they're watching is you grill some steaks on your Ninja Foodie grill in your kitchen. Screw you guys. We're winning this battle.
We used to be on MSG.
That's right, but you aren't anymore.
No, we're not. We're on the CBS Sports Network.
That is right. The greatest sports network.
So they really filled that hole well, MSG.
Yeah, I guess they did.
Yeah, seriously. All right, anyway, Giants-Rams tickets. The person who wins the Giants-Rams tickets, are they going to see a bloodbath on Sunday?
I hope not, man. But, you know, the Rams lost to the Jets last year.
It's a different situation.
Matthew Stafford, you know, was playing really well for Sean McVay. And this is, I'm sure this is one of these games where Sean McVay's out there telling them, don't look at their record. They're in games. But the Rams are very similar to the Dallas Cowboys in a sense that Cooper Kupp is one of the best wide receivers and most targeted wide receivers in all of football.
Hey, he's so, like an MVP candidate.
So you might want to tell Patrick Graham that he's a guy that you may want to
emphasize. Rob Saleh would let him catch everything. Like Kyle Pitts last week.
Yeah, that was the Pitts.
It certainly was. Yeah, I mean, that clearly is a thing that they've got to focus on. I mean, without a doubt, and this Giants defense has been really bad throughout the early portion of this year. And it's a scary thing to think about.
And they continue to play that way. Matthew Stafford will continue to pad his stats.
Mm-hmm.
He will continue to be mentioned in the cluster of quarterbacks that will be in the MVP discussion when we get towards the end of the season, because he's got about 1,600 yards passing already, and he's got 12 TDs and only three interceptions, and he's only been sacked four times in the previous five games.
We got any weather on Sunday that could slow them down? Any weather?
Let's see. I think the weather changing on Monday, I think, going to be a little bit more fall-like on Monday?
No, it's Sunday, so it's...
Oh, it is Sunday, okay.
64, East Rutherford at 64, winds 10 to 15, sunny, so no.
Well, the big question is whether or not Daniel Jones is going to play in this game.
Well, I don't know if that's a big question. It looks like he is. So, I mean, I feel like those questions have been answered.
Okay.
So you're going to have no Saquon Barkley, and most likely you're going to see Daniel Jones.
Good. I hope so. I hope he's well enough to play and he's ready to go. And the Rams defense is a pretty good defense, as we all know. We know who the guys are on the team. We know who Aaron Donald is.
Sure, absolutely. Jalen Ramsey, right. you know who he is.
And again, you know, like if you're the coach, you go in on a Wednesday morning and you say, okay, guys, you boys on that offensive line, we got to find out where 99 is, and we got to make sure that we try to limit the ability for him to, you know, create game-changing plays.
Man.
And I'm telling you, I would get up the line of scrimmage. So when you played against the Philadelphia Eagles and Reggie White, they had them all over the place. They would have them at, you know, maybe left defensive end. They'd have him at left defensive tackle. They'd have him at right defensive tackle. They'd have him as nose tackle. They'd put him over on the left side of the offense, the right side of the defense. And you'd have to get up there, and you'd have to find him. And you would have to make sure that you had what we call, you know, sliding the line to him. and really good defensive coordinators would overload one side and put Reggie to the other side, and then you couldn't slide the line to him. So there was a lot of one-to-one matchups, but then you had to make sure the back, if his responsibilities did not come in the pass protection, that back would have to chip on a Reggie White to slow him down. And, you know, I'll tell you, I play with a guy in Arizona. His name was Larry Centers.
Oh, I love Larry Centers, fullback, right?
Yeah, he was a fullback, kind of like a halfback hybrid. But when you handed him the ball, he wouldn't gain any yards. It was the weirdest thing. But when you threw him the ball, he would always gain yards. And he would always catch everything. He had some of the best hands I ever played with. But what he was really good at was the chip block to the ribs of the defensive ends. And I'll tell you, he laid out Michael Strahan in a game when we played the Giants. I think it was, and I think it was out there. And he hit Michael Strahan in the ribs early on in the game. And you could see the profound effect that has on the defensive ends.
Was he number 37? If I remember that, that's going to be the most ridiculous thing ever.
He was in the 30s. He was definitely in the 30s.
Why did I love Larry Centers? I don't know why I remember so much about Larry Centers.
37, yep.
37! Good job. Bang! I remember Larry Centers. So I love the guy.
I played golf with a guy yesterday, met for the first time, and he said he is working with a guy by the name, Eddie's not here, but a guy by the name of Rob Conrad.
Oh, Rob Conrad, yes, in the field of super psychology in space.
No.
What is he in?
Fullback for the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, okay. All right.
And for some random reason, I knew all about Rob Conrad.
Yeah, this is
the same thing. Played at Syracuse.
Yeah.
Fullback for the Miami Dolphins. Yeah. Was there when Jason Taylor was there and Zach Thomas was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I, for some reason, I could recall Rob Conrad, although, you know, he was a fullback for the Dolphins.
Yeah.
All right.
I know. This is like me and Larry Centers.
That's exactly right. So you just had the moment that I just had yesterday.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It was really weird. I'm saying to Rob Conrad's brother, I'm like, buddy, yeah, I remember Rob Conrad. He was a fullback, Syracuse, played with Donovan McNabb and that whole thing.
Yeah,
and
I'm like,
I'm like, geez, I can't remember. I can't believe that I know that.
Well, you did a bunch of games for many years, though.
But I was playing when he was playing.
Oh, you were playing?
Yeah.
You said Donovan McNabb.
No, at Syracuse they played together.
Oh, okay. I know. All right. Very good. Still, though, I mean, Donovan McNabb was drafted when? 99? I feel like I want to say he was drafted in 99.
Yeah, I don't remember. I remember Conrad as a player when I played, I think.
Yeah. So anyway, the Giants are going to get killed.
I put Donovan Conrad in there.
That's what's going to happen.
Right.
So basically, the Giants are going to get killed by this.
What is the number now for this game?
9.5.
Oh, Jesus.
9.5 for a road team.
Yeah, I don't.
You don't like it. I don't like it. You don't like it. I mean, there's nothing to like about the Giants. Like, this would just be one of those things that if they somehow won the game. Sterling Shepard's back. We have that at least.
Okay.
Young Joke is going to be out there doing his thing.
I mean, you got to be excited about that.
I am, actually. I mean, he's worth the price of admission. Because if, you know, we're giving away these Giants tickets. You know, first of all, you get to go to a football game. Second of all, you get to see the Rams. And third of all, you get to see Kadarius Toney. And he is...
So here you are, Jason Garrett, you know, and I know... It's a Northeast team. It's outdoor. You want to run the ball, blah, 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 and all that other stuff. Did you see how Mac Jones and the Patriots tried to play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers when they knew they couldn't run the ball against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the rain?
Yeah.
What did they do?
Well, you told me.
They threw and threw. Why can't the Giants do that against a team that most likely they're going to have a hard time running against?
They're missing Saquon, but that might end up helping them.
But the other thing is Andrew Thomas is going to be back.
Yeah, I mean,
and he'll be back full time starting, and you know, by the way, everybody wants to talk about the offensive line. You know, all accounts, all reports, everything says that Andrew Thomas is becoming a Pro Bowl player. So there you have it. There's your left tackle for the next 15 years or 10 years, whatever.
Got to keep him over there, left tackle, because.
Right. But I'm saying, but there's your guy. They got that one right.
You see Nate Solder when he had to fill in?
I know that, but all indications are saying this kid is going to be something special.
I got to stay healthy, man. You have to stay healthy, and you got to be out there, and you got to play, because you see what happens when you don't. Because Saquon Barkley is hurt again, and I know that he opened up about it yesterday, and he talked about how frustrating it is, whatever else. I mean, he was the number 2 overall pick in the draft. When you had multiple Pro Bowlers and multiple...
They could have taken Josh Allen.
Right. I mean, MVP candidates in that draft.
What about him?
What do you mean?
What about if they would have taken Josh Allen?
I don't think this is
what about.
And by
the way, Josh Allen, I don't think would have been as good as he is up in Buffalo. You know why? Because he's been changing coaches and GMs and fire this guy, fire that guy.
Maybe Josh Allen's presence there would have kept a coach around. Who knows? Maybe he would have been so good. You got to remember, maybe Pat Shurmur and Josh Allen would have been the combination that changed the Giants.
As Rob Saleh pointed out, after those first five games, if he were here, people would have gotten rid of Josh Allen. In Buffalo, they were noisy and they were critical of him, and they were critical of him for 2 years. And, you know, Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean, I think his name is, their GM, just kept their head down and said, hey, you know, we're not listening. This is our guy. We believe in him. And look where he is now.
Yeah, I mean, and everybody uses that example.
That's the example that you do use.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that Josh Allen showed more than what we've seen from.
I don't remember Josh Allen running 90 yards for an almost. Daniel Jones tripped. I know, but you know, it's a lot of similarities. And Daniel Jones got to learn not to lower his head. And I know why he lowered his head. He lowered his head because he was trying to get a touchdown.
Yeah, he's trying to score.
And he was trying to show his team that he can be the leader. And I thought that was a extremely aggressive thing to do. But I understand why he did it, and I appreciate it. And if I were his teammates, I would appreciate it. And I think they do.
Yeah, I'm sure. And if he comes back and plays this week,
that's what a leader does.
Well, I mean, if he's healthy enough, obviously, but they're going to be like, all right, very good. You know,
kid's been throwing the ball great.
Yeah. I mean, but they're just so bad. You know, I mean, it's one of those things where if they limp to the finish line here.
You know, maybe this will knock some sense into them. And I really mean that. I mean, like, hey, you know, I'm back. I'm here. I'm the leader. And I took a shot and let's go.
Well, talking about like not putting himself in that situation again, you're talking about.
For the most part, he doesn't, but that was a situation where he had no choice.
Yeah.
Like, he's playing the Cowboys on the road, and, you know, he's trying to score a touchdown. It's one thing if it's 3rd and 16 and he's 2 yards down the field and he's not going to get there.
Yeah. Would you have done the same thing in that exact situation with the ball?
Most likely, yes.
You would have lowered your head and tried
most
to get
likely,
the end zone?
Most likely, yeah. He couldn't jump because they stayed up on him.
You know what you do? You just stop dead in your tracks.
If you're a quarterback,
yeah,
and if he slides...
Mm-hmm.
Forget it. Everybody in the whole, all the fans and everybody would be going crazy.
You know,
he slid on the 1 yard line. They'd be screaming and yelling about it.
Should have gone spin move in that situation. Spun right out of there into the end zone.
And the other thing, I was watching that play. Maybe CBS Sports Network can run it one more time. I'm wondering if Daniel Jones did that on his own.
Oh, ran out there because he saw it wide open. It really wasn't wide open.
He may have done it on his own. Like, in other words. You know, we've had fans call up.
Nah, it looked like it was designed. He took it right down and did it.
You look at the left side of the line, and you look at Rudolph, the tight end. They're all looking like they're making cutoff blocks. This might have been done by himself. You might have seen something on defense where he thought, you know what? These guys really aren't paying attention to me. I'm going to do this by myself. Everybody was blocking on the other side of the line. And
interesting.
You had everybody over there. So, again, you know, he could have done it on his own.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Looks like it's going to be a nice day, and who the hell knows? Could be an upset. The Giants could shock the world as a 9.5-point underdog at home. Jerry Recco is here, and he's got another update for us. What's going on, Jerry?
Well, good morning. Powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. Also brought to you by Jackpocket. Play official state lottery games on your phone. You're talking about the Giants and Rams on Sunday. It does look like Daniel Jones is going to play. So we will see. Saquon Barkley has not been practicing. In terms of the week, it began last night in Philly with the Bucs beating the Eagles.
Motion man is great. Brady, 2-4 net, hammers it in. Touchdown. Leonard Fournette tosses the ball to the crowd. And the Buccaneers are having their way.
Well, they were. And then all of a sudden, Philadelphia woke up. At that point, I think they went up 28-7. This was the second one we played. And then all of a sudden, the Eagles found some life. They just couldn't get the ball back at the end. And 28-22 would be the final score as Jalen Hurts found the end zone a couple of times. Ian Eagle, Westwood 1 on the fan. Tampa goes to 5-1. Here's head coach Bruce Arians on getting to that mark.
That's huge. You know, it's huge to keep the lead in our division. And anytime you can win road games, it's big.
Exactly what Brady said. That's Tom Brady, who went 34 for 42, 297 yards passing, couple of touchdowns, was intercepted once. Antonio Brown, 9 catches, the 2 touchdowns for Fournette. Here's Nick Sirianni. His team, like they did in Carolina, starting kind of like the Jets too, starting slow offensively. He knows got to figure this out.
This weekend we'll be able to evaluate and self-scout our offense even more with the extra time.
Yeah. Well, good luck. We'll see what happens with them. Jalen Hurts, 12 of 26, 115, a touchdown and a pick. Eagles 2-4 with this loss. Now, Richard Sherman of the Bucs did leave the game with a hamstring injury, and also notable, you know, the Bucs had the ball for 40 minutes last night,
and they actually ended the game with possession of the ball inside the Eagle 10-yard line. If the Eagles could have just stopped them on one of those,
could have kicked that field goal out.
Yep, that's right. Kicked the field goal for the people who were on the Bucs last night in the 6.5.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, and then the 2-point conversion also was unbelievable. Like, you didn't have to do that.
Yeah, but the fact though that the Bucs were going down the field and owned the, you know, just basically possessed the entire, you know, the last 5 minutes and 50 seconds.
We always highlight the hard luck loser in this case. But how about the guy that's sitting there saying, don't score, don't score, don't kick the field goal because they're on the other side of it.
Yeah. Or the guy who shut it off saying, oh, God, another terrible bet that I made, and then woke up and said, awesome.
Oh, look, I won.
Yeah.
Well, I was just talking about what we talked about yesterday. I said the under, and I'll take the Bucks.
Well, you nailed it. Well, not the Bucks, because the Bucks were 6.5.
I got the under.
Yeah, the under. So well done.
Someone sent us food? Is that what you're saying? No one ordered food. Not that I know of.
Someone called in on the regular call-in lines and said we have a delivery downstairs.
That's probably someone messing with us.
Think so?
No, or somebody sending something.
We have
us.
A number downstairs to call them and find
somebody
out.
Somebody could have sent us something.
We have Billy.
Oh, that's right. We'll send Billy to go do it. I'm sure he'll be thrilled.
Yeah, he'll throw something against the wall.
Yeah, right.
And stick pins and dolls so they'll look like us.
Blue Balls Billy. That's his new nickname out there.
That is his name, yes. Yeah. Speaking of balls, the Giants wound up losing to the Dodgers last night in Game 5 of their NLDS, and it was Cody Bellinger in the 9th.
Here's a 1-2 and a shot into right center. A base hit for Bellinger. Justin Turner will score. Lux to third. Cody Bellinger delivers in the clutch.
Yeah, he sure did. That was the call as heard on TBS. It made it a 2-1 game, and then you bring on Max Scherzer in the bottom of the 9th. He gets his first career save. L.A. closes out.
How about him for a closer?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, actually, that they did that. He wound up striking out a couple in the inning, including Wilmer Flores on that controversial check swing. That having been said, a win is a win, so the 107-win Giants go home. The 106-win Dodgers do continue. Here was Dave Roberts. What a series.
It was a great series. First thing, I want to congratulate the Giants on a tremendous season.
But go home.
I mean, they're going to be able to duplicate that. You know, that's the thing you think about. Like, nobody expected them to be that good. I'm talking about the Giants. And hey, they have this year. Even Boomer said, looks like it's their year. You know, with 107 wins, are they going to come back with Gabe Kapler in year two and do it all over again with all the old guys?
I don't know if they're going to win 107 games. Should they be good? I guess. But a year like this is a once. You don't get many 107
wins. No. See you later in 5 games in the DS.
Like, if you would have told forget the Giant fan, guys on the Giants, that the Dodgers are going to win 106 games this year, what are your thoughts on the season? Well, it's a wild card.
Yeah, I know. You won the division.
About that.
I know. I know. Amazing year.
They will play the Braves in the NLCS. Will L.A. Game one will be tomorrow night in Atlanta. Also, we found out we know Red Sox, Astros tonight in Houston. We found out that Phil Nevin let go by the Yankees. He will not be renewed. Marcus Thames will not be renewed as well. So moves going on within the Yankees now. And Aaron Boone's contract runs out after the World Series. There's still time. You imagine some clarity at some point.
Well, they're keeping him now. If they're announcing this, they're keeping him.
If he wants to stay, right?
You think he would leave?
I mean, if I'm him.
You going to San Diego?
I would think about it, although.
But didn't you say, though, dealing with those?
Do I want to deal with the Dodgers and the Giants now?
But you still got a damn good team.
Oh, you have a really good team.
I would say this. They got a young team. They got young superstars in their team, and that's, man, it's a great place to play baseball.
Where's he from? Is he from California, Aaron Boone?
I want to say he's from Cincinnati.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I think he may have been born in Cincinnati. I'm not sure.
He might be. Cardinals did fire Mike Schilt. The Cardinals this year, 90-72. They had that 17-game winning streak towards the end of the season that really got them in the playoffs. National League Manager of the Year in 2019. He is out of work.
And he was born in California.
He was.
He was. Now, I'm assuming that he was all over the place.
Well, grew up a Padres fan. I just made that up.
You grew up in California. Why not?
Southern, Northern, Central.
He attended
La Jolla.
He attended the University of Southern California. Played baseball for the Trojans.
Yeah, well, knew that.
Trojan man. Yeah.
Oh, go back home, man.
Yeah, go home. It's calling you.
Especially that home.
Get the hell out of here.
My goodness, you're not kidding. Preseason basketball, Nets beat the T-Wolves 107-101. Kevin Durant talked to the media afterwards, after the first, when we heard from Kyrie Irving, this was his first time, and he wasn't acting angry at all about it, and reporters like wonder why he wasn't mad.
What is being mad going to do? We're not going to change his mind, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, we'll let him figure out what he needs to do and the team figure out, you know, what they need to do. And us as players, when we're in the locker room, we're on the floor, we're going to work with each other.
And he basically says it'll work itself out in due time or it won't.
When Kai's ready, I'm sure he'll talk to Joe and Sean and they'll figure that out and they'll tell us. So until then, we're going to keep grinding.
Keep on grinding. That's exactly right. So that's the Nets story. The Knicks face the Wizards. Now, an interesting thing came up on the Carton and Roberts show yesterday because your buddy, Evan Roberts, bought Knicks season tickets.
Yep, that's right.
So Craig, I guess, is claiming that you guys are fake Knicks fans and decided to ask, or really told Evan that you should invite the guys out to see.
You know what I think you should do?
What should I do?
Because I think you should put them both on the spot at some point, because I know they'd both say no, because they're fugazi.
What?
Why don't you invite Gio and Boomer to a Knicks game one night?
I would, of course.
Just
I
to
would.
Know that they're going to say no.
But Evan says there's no shot that number 7 over here would attend.
Well, Boomer's 100% going to say no.
Boomer loves the Knicks.
Yeah,
diehard Knicks fan.
Yeah, but Boomer's not sitting on the Chase Bridge.
You never know.
That's where his seats are all
Chase
the way
Bridge.
Up there.
Well, you know him. He likes to be able to have the best perspective of the court. He always does that.
I don't mind sitting up there for a hockey game because you can see the whole game and everything, and it's fast and it's, you know. But I don't know. Sitting up there to see a Knick game?
Am I going with him?
That's You're the going with Evan.
Yeah. I can't choose who
and
I can go with?
There By are the way, ground rules.
We're not, it's got to be a school night. Fick-easy, Knick fans.
Ground rules.
Slap. It's got to be a school night. Like,
okay,
not
so the rule
like,
is school night.
Yeah.
Who do I ask first, Boomer or Gio? Or matter. Both of them at the same time?
Well, you probably have a close relationship with Greg.
Yeah.
So, hey, Gio, I got, like, you know, like the day before. Like, okay. Hey, I have an extra ticket.
Day before.
Yeah, hey, it's Knicks Bucks Wednesday night. You want to go?
That's the one part that I think is unfair.
The one part?
Well, yeah.
Well, you know what I'll do is I'll just say, yeah, I'll go with you. I'm sitting on the floor. See ya.
Well, no, but see, that's partly why I think Evan said no shot.
Because then they'll say no, and then you'll come on the air and go, fuck easy. <Yeah. laughs>
And then Evan did shut up. It's Evan up. Does wonder.
Right. Who has a better chance of saying yes real quick, Boomer or G?
You're
thinking about this?
I don't know.
There is no shot Boomer would say yes to Ace sitting with me. I don't think he likes me very much.
Is that true? You don't like Evan?
I love Evan.
He's got
I think Evan, this again, you know, this whole made up thing that they're doing, it's unbelievable. They're for Daisy.
But he will ask you to go, though.
Hey, you know what? Did I ask you to go to a Miami, Minnesota Viking game?
Yes.
Did I ask you to go to the Minnesota Viking games?
Yes, that's right.
Right. I like everybody around here. I don't hate anybody. I don't.
He didn't say you hated him. He said you don't like him.
Yeah, I sat in there and talked to him for 20 minutes about nonsensical, stupid net stuff. And if I hated him, then I would have never stopped and talked to him.
All right, yeah. So you're an Evan fan, so you'll go if he invites you.
I'm an Evan and Craig fan, but I'm just like, these guys
you'll go sit on the Chase Bridge
are
with
living
him.
In some fantasy land, floating with the butterflies somewhere. What the hell they're doing?
Rangers lost to the Stars in overtime. You know what is happening? 3-2.
Again, they have a Norpian disorder. This is what's going on around this whole freaking radio station.
How is this a Norpian disorder? Well?
It is, because like he's sitting there telling us that we're Fugazi Knick fans. I told you I was not a Knick fan when Phil Jackson was here and Carmelo was here.
Yeah.
I was disgusted by it. Right. And I was not going to get myself all wrapped up into it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to sit in the sky with Evan. You know, that's the bottom line. Yeah, doesn't mean I don't want to go to a Knicks game,
way,
but I don't want to sit in the sky with Evan.
I do.
No, that's not
he
true.
He does? Why?
No, I don't.
Well, I'm not sitting up in the sky with Evan.
I can't go to a sporting event with him. He's just going to be so annoying.
He doesn't score a basketball game, does he?
Yeah, he does something about like...
Oh, he does substitution patterns. Yeah. That's yes. Right. I forgot about that. Like, the rotations.
I brought him to...
So why doesn't he just take Craig with him and do substitutions? They should do it together. They're teammates. They should go to every home game
that's
for the
right.
Knicks. Since Craig is such a big Knick fan, yep. He's all about
go to
the
everyone. I did bring Evan to... It was the 2018... wild card game, Yankees A's, we went together. And he sat next to me, and he's just so, like, he does it. He's not into conversing or...
He's watching the game.
...hanging out or nothing.
I mean, yeah, the
no
point...
No beer, no nothing.
But
just
the point
pen
is
and paper and dweebism.
Right. Evan's got Met tickets, he's got Net tickets, and he's got Knick tickets. Has Craig gotten to any games with him?
Well, I don't
would
know
think
the
that the partners
that.
Would want to go do things together. You know how, like, we do our boating thing together?
Yeah.
We used to do softball together.
That's right. We're going fishing
we're going
coming up
fishing
next
together.
Week.
Like, yep. We do things together.
Yeah,
like,
we
Jerry
do.
Jerry doesn't do anything with us, but we do.
Well, Jerry's coming to dinner that night, isn't he? No?
Oh, no. That's the 20th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said you were coming to dinner. No fishing, but dinner is what you told us. So we'll see you at dinner.
Yeah, I'll see you at dinner.
We'll see you at dinner.
Actually, you should be fishing with us. I don't know why you're not fishing with
5:30, 6 o'clock was
yep.
the dinner.
Right, Gabriella's.
Yeah, so we're going to be set. Going. Yeah, we'll be going there.
Jerry's got a midweek baseball tournament in Rehoboth Beach.
You told us you'd be there.
Yeah, you're going to be there, so we're looking forward to seeing
so
you.
We'll
hanging out with
you.
Us, with the guys, with the team.
With the fellas.
With the fellas.
We'll see you there at dinner.
You know, if you can't go, we'll just call CeeLo.
Rangers lost 3-2. Rangers lost 3-2. Rangers lost 3-2. Rangers lost 3-2. Rangers lost 3-2.
Overtime, heartbreaker.
The Islanders lose to?
They lost 6-3 to the Hurricanes.
Ooh, six goals.
Well, and yeah. The Devils play the Blackhawks. Today.
Okay. Very good. Jerry, can't wait to hang next week.
That's going
to
be awesome.
It's gonna
grab
be
your
cool.
ass cheeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very much so. It's a Wednesday
grab it
night.
Our ass cheeks, yeah. That's
Wednesday night
doing.
Dinner after
I heard
we go
you.
Fishing.
I heard yeah. you the first five
yeah.
times.
All right,
should be fishing with us, too.
Yeah, all right.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Earlier, I told you about this study that was done where 37% of men would give up their football watching habits to get rid of their belly fat. And I thought it was going to be, or was it 37? Now I'm confused, Al. Now you've confused me with this poll. Now, so 37% of men said that they would give up watching football to lose their belly fat.
Yes.
Okay. Now, we have a poll of our own that you put out there. And we figured we'd get 2,000 people or more very easily, which we have already surpassed. So, the results, and read it exactly the way that you wrote it here for this particular poll.
All right, let me fire that up. I wrote, oh, come on.
I've got it here. I just figured it'd be better if you read it. Would you give up watching football to lose your belly fat and have a flat stomach? Now, this is with our audience. Because I thought that the people that were doing this poll, it wouldn't be like our audience. Do you think that
you're thinking that we got a fat audience.
No, no, no. It's not what I'm saying. I'm saying we got more football fans in our audience.
Oh, yeah. Well, we should.
So do you think that number is less or more than 37% with our poll?
I think it's less.
It is actually more.
Wow.
47% yeah, of the people said around, yes!
Football's been bad around here for a while.
I mean, that's crazy. That can't, I mean, people are probably, just because of the way I put it, they might have been voting against it. But that's insane to me. 47% of the people would stop watching football just to have a six-pack or give up their belly fat. I mean, I would never. I'll walk around with a gut all day and watch football. I mean, and I enjoy
it. And you're kind of, well, you're not fit fat. I'm fit fat.
Yeah, right. That's right. Yes, you've said that before. I'm
but
fit
there,
fat.
But there was a thing that we were watching here on TV. Mm-hmm. It's called Sit and Fit. And I thought that was right up your alley.
You just sit there and get in shape.
And get fit somehow.
Yeah, I mean.
Sit and fit.
Sit and fit. I think that's for much older people. I think that's what that's for.
Okay. Well, you'll be there before you know it.
Well, no, not before I know it. I'm still in my 30s, for crying out loud. Leave me alone. Let me be young for a little bit, for okay. Christ's sakes.
All right.
Anthony in Belleville. What's up, Anthony?
Boomer and Geo. Oh, yeah.
Football Friday, baby. What you got for us, kid?
Football Friday, I got you a little baseball. How's this sound?
Okay.
Cashman's contract is up next year, right?
Mm-hmm. I think.
So how about signing Booney to a one-year contract? And then how these guys do, they can ride off into the sunset together. How about that?
I don't think that you give the manager a lame duck one-year deal. I think that's a little tough to do. And chances are they'll probably maybe they'll extend Cashman, too, in this offseason and maybe line it up for two more years apiece. Would you be okay with that, two more years apiece?
I don't know if I can handle two more years. I really don't.
Really?
All right, so there's Anthony. He's a Yankee fan, a huge Yankee fan, as we know.
I think that's a great idea, though.
Yeah, but here's my message to Aaron Boone. You hear that? Go to San Diego.
Yeah, I mean,
go home.
Yes.
Seriously, if he's and got then, that opportunity then, to,
all right,
why
so,
not?
And so, Anthony, you're obviously this huge baseball fan. If Aaron Boone is not the manager of the Yankees next year, who would you like it to be?
Anybody. Dave Cone.
David Cone.
Paul O'Neill.
Paul O'Neill.
You just want the guys who are calling the broadcast? I mean, former Yankees who are on yes?
They say Aaron Boone has no, you know, he doesn't make the lineup, he doesn't do this. Then who's accountable for just making the wild card?
Well, it's Brian Cashman and the players. I mean, though that's what it is. And by the way, I mean, if Brian Cashman gets another manager and he's still the general manager, don't you think he's going to be looking for another manager just like Aaron Boone who listens to him and has like-minded stuff? So you can replace Aaron Boone, but it's just going to be another extension of the front office.
But what about the analytics team who's putting Rizzo first and these crazy lineups every night?
Well, that too. Yeah, that too. I mean, they got to get better at it. I mean, obviously the Dodgers are good at it. The Rays are the best at it. The Red Sox are better than the Yankees are at it. Yeah, I mean, they got to get better in a lot of areas.
Maybe the Red Sox just have more clutch players than the Yankees do.
That could be part of it, too.
Get a clutch hit every now and again.
Yeah, a big hit in a big spot. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, you know, Stanton had many big hits in many big spots.
Yeah.
So the Yankees have their share of guys that could do it.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, they do, but they didn't do it enough.
You know, the real question is you got to sit down and you got to analyze whether or not, look, they need a new shortstop, right? We all feel like they need a new shortstop.
There's a bunch out there in free agency this year.
Right, and they also need to re-sign Rizzo. They need to re-sign him. So we know what they need to do. And I believe that their pitching staff, I feel like I always say this, is going to be healthy next year. I feel like I've been saying that like for the last 3 years about the Yankees.
Sure.
But you would like to think that Severino and Herman are going to be a part of the starting rotation, and they're going to be good. And you'd like to think that Loaisiga, if they wanted to shed some money at the back end of the bullpen, maybe he's the guy that is ready to be a closer. I don't know. I mean, that's a huge decision for them. That's a big spot for every team in today's baseball situations. You got to have that guy that you can count on to get those close.
Yeah, I mean,
games.
I think that's a perfect place with Chapman and Britton to save some money,
but
man.
But you're assuming
yeah.
that, okay, we'll save, I think, probably $30 million and give it to somebody else. And you're assuming that if it's Loaisiga, that's the guy, that they're grooming to be that guy.
It's not an assumption. I mean, it's an educated decision.
Okay, so we're 6 weeks into the season, and Loaisiga's got 5 blown saves. Then what?
Yeah, that's
then
a big problem, obviously. That's a risk. So you could be 6 weeks into the season, and Chapman could blow 5 saves with a lot more expensive price tag.
Right. So then there you go. It's going to be... Now, those are the decisions that somebody's got to make.
Well,
and that's
why you get paid the big bucks, man, right? Bill is in Brooklyn. What's going on, Bill?
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
What's up, man?
What's happening, Billy?
Oh, just hanging, man. Now, Gio, since you came aboard WFAN, you always talk about fishing. And I've been dying to ask you this. I live in Brooklyn, but we have a house out in the Springs. What are your favorite fish to catch?
I'll tell you, you couldn't be more on topic right now, Bill, because he was just telling the boys in here what he was doing yesterday, because he did catch some fish yesterday. And not only did he catch the fish, he scaled the fish. He got the fish. He ate the fish.
I did yesterday. It was weak fish, Bill. I got a couple weak fish yesterday, and that was delicious. Now, they don't really fight the weak fish, but you know what's fun to fish with them is you follow the birds. So the birds are out there in the bay, and they're diving and stuff. So you look at a big bird pod, and then you go over there, and then you throw, you obviously cast right into where the birds are. And that was fun. But I think the striped bass fishing, when I'm out in the ocean and you see a bunker pod, and you can go up to it, and then you try to see like a hot bunker pod, like striped bass are feeding on that, and you have the treble hook, and you hook one of them, and then you're live bait fishing. That's probably my favorite to do. Yeah.
Okay. Now, quickly for me, I use a saltwater fly rod.
Oh, yes. So, saltwater fly rod. Yeah.
Yep. My favorite to catch, obviously, would be the blues, the stripers, and the false tuna. You know, the false tuna that you get out in Gardner's Bay?
Yeah, right. Well, bluefish are fun because they'll fight you, but they're a pain in the neck because they eat all your bait if you're trying to catch something else.
Yeah, they're not the greatest to eat. Now, it comes to feeding my belly. My favorite fish is blackfish and porgies.
Yeah.
You know, people can talk about Bronzino all they want. There's nothing finer than a porgy. Ask people from Long Island.
You know what, Bill? Thank you, man.
Yeah, I
do
that. Like
a little
good
respite today on a feel good Friday. I like that.
Yeah, talking, you know, I do porgies. I like a good flounder.
Yeah.
You know, like a good flounder?
I do. Like fluke and a flounder. Yeah.
All right. And by the way, Al, of the fishing poles that you have, do you have a saltwater casting poles? Or
I got everything in that Mazda,
You do, okay. Yeah. So we're all good with your fishing poles and your Mazda.
Yeah,
all my poles will be there.
You got them.
Yeah, poles and the Mazda will be there next week.
And listen to you, talking about how you were slicing and dicing the fish yesterday.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Look at that tiny fish that I got there. look at that tiny ass fish I got ice fishing. That thing was ridiculous.
Look at how fat you are.
I know. I'm huge.
Man, I'll tell you what. You look like a big old ice fisherman right there.
I know. See how much better I look now than then?
You got like 4 chins in that.
I was huge. And look, I dropped the fish. Yeah. I know. I was fat. I go fat. I go skinny. I go fat. That's
what
I do.
I am so looking forward to spending the day with you guys next week fishing.
Yeah, I know. And then Jerry will join us at dinner.
Right. The intensity that you just brought.
Yeah. No, I know, man.
Talking about that?
No, absolutely.
It was palatable. I could feel it.
Well, yeah, I went fishing with guys, real blue-collar guys. So he's like, he's not messing around. So I had never...
Eddie's a blue-collar guy.
Yeah, I've never had a weak fish before. I never ate a weak fish before. So he's like, you were taking this one? He's like, this is a legal one. We're taking this one home. He's like, you're cleaning this, and you're filleting this bad boy, and you're eating it tonight.
And it wasn't glowing when you brought it home.
No. I caught it in Patchogue Bay.
All right.
And I did it, man. He gave me the knife. I watched a YouTube video, sliced it up, brought it home, put it in a pan, and then ate it, and then gave Sabrina some, and she ate a bunch of it, too. She loved it.
You know what that is? That's man stuff.
Yeah, it's man stuff. I'm never going hungry. I don't know about you. But if the supply chain shortage and canned foods and all that stuff,
yeah,
I'm out there fishing for my dinner. You don't have to worry about me.
You can't get an oven, but you can eat some raw fish.
Damn right. That's absolutely right. Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Quick break, Sports Minute. We will come right back with some around the league NFL. Big Booms is going to give you a little preview of what the NFL today is going to sound like on Sunday, getting you ready.
Early morning at 9 o'clock, we're on
Christ.
The air. We got Miami and Jacksonville.
No, You got a nice
be in early on Sunday morning.
Nice little 12-hour day for you.
I think it's add two more hours to that.
14-hour day?
Yeah. I depends on Drew when he starts cracking a whip. And
a little 14-hour day on Sunday. That'll be great. We'll Monday morning.
Yeah, that sucks.
Jazzed up.
We not only have the early game, which is great, and I love it, but we also have the doubleheaders.
Okay. All right. All righty.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.